This is a problem with that whole Mr. Right idea. Oh, Mr. Right. You ever date a young girl? Oh, God, they're full of hope. It's impossible, right? I'm looking for Mr. Right, and maybe you're him. Oh, let's find out together. Young girls think Mr. Right's gonna come along and buy him a house, and a car, and flowers, and horses. And a stable for the horses, and a little brook that trickles down to a garden, a secret garden for their butterflies. And they'll wear a white cotton dress and just twirl all day, just all day. I spend the day twirling. I met Mr. Right. So I've always been with older women because they know better. They already met Mr. Right, and he turned out to be a prick. And that pops the delusion balloon. And now they're willing to give Mr. Considerate a second chance. It's true, with older women, even Mr. Prompt becomes sexy, you know what I mean? He's not much of a looker, but he's always on time. I really appreciate that, I do. And he's got nice penmanship, which I didn't know I needed, but I like that. It shows respect for others, that's important. I like values now. Here's the thing. Every guy in here wants to be Mr. Right. God, we want to be your heroes. I want to be a hero to this little girl I'm raising. I want to be a hero to my partner. I want to be that hero. But my God, the expectation level is so high that of course I'm failing. I can't compete. There's no chance. Of course you're disappointed. But just because you told yourself a fairy tale about some guy I was going to become doesn't mean I need to get yelled at all goddamn day. Because people have an expectation of how they're going to be loved now, a story they've been working on their whole life. So, and they'll tell you flat out, if you loved me, you would do this. Oh, well, I love you, and I don't do that. So you got that one wrong. That's okay. People get things wrong all the time. Just scratch that off your list. That was never, no, you're way off on that one.